It's the 20th year of the boat show here in Dubai. It's attracted exhibitors from all over the globe, from the industry of boat builders, from mariners, and of course, water sports as well. And Rebecca Davison can now put us in the picture with one of the exhibitors who's come over with a very, very exciting concept.
Yes, Tom, I'm joined by James Durbin from Powerboat P1. Now, welcome to the Bud Couch, James.
Thank you.
Now, this is your first boat show. How's it been for you?
It's been fantastic. We've had a great response to what we're doing, and we've been very well welcomed.
Now, as the name suggests, Powerboat P1, you are into powerboating, which obviously is quite big here. We're big on water sports here in the UAE, but you are planning a new series. Tell me a little bit about the new powerboating series that you've got planned for the UAE.
That's right. This region is, as you say, very well known for its powerboating. Mostly it's high-end powerboating, so very, very fast boats designed purely for racing, almost extreme racing. What we're doing with our racing series is we're making it more affordable and more accessible.
So we are building identical boats with identical engines, and we're keeping the costs low. And so this is not checkbook racing. This is about finding the best pilots and the best navigators in the country. It's a national series.
So basically it comes down to skill, because traditionally, I mean, boating and I guess water sports, it comes down to who has the fattest wallet, doesn't it?
It certainly can do, and we're trying to take that out and bring the sporting element back in. So there's a bit of a gap at the moment between the UIM, who are the International Federation, heavily involved in their youth development programs, and P1 is involved in that program as well. But then there's quite a big leap to go from there right through to the XCAT World Series, which is raced here quite a lot, and then the higher Class 1 and Formula 1.
So we're trying to fill that void in between, so you can come out of youth development and go straight into superstock racing.
Tell me a little bit about the boats, because you were telling me before there are quite a few differences, and usually power boating blows your eardrums, and it's not quite like that.
No, it's not. This is a very environmentally friendly boat, racing boat. We use an outboard engine, a 250 Evinrude E-Tech. It's a very environmentally friendly engine. It's won all sorts of awards and has all sorts of accreditations throughout the world for its environmental appeal. It is a quiet engine, which is unusual in power boating, but from an environmental standard, that's very important. The boat itself has been built environmentally friendly, and it has been built with safety in mind, with
durability in mind, and of course, speed.
And because it comes down to driver skill, you're also having a bit of a say in the training. You're running a training course, a training school, and you mentioned that you've got girls doing your power boating around the world. So tell me about the training school, and are you going to get girls here in the UAE to get on board?
We're launching a training school in April, May time. We want as many pilots trained as possible. Once they've done their training and gone through our training academy, we then want them to go into race training. In the UK, we have national series here in the UAE starting at the end of this year. We've already been racing in the UK and the USA. And in the UK, we have a young girl of 16 who races with her father.
She's actually a navigator. So we have a number of females racing with us, and would certainly love to see them racing here in the UAE.
So if I wanted to join your training school, how can I join?
You just need to keep in contact with us. We're going to announce the dates of that. It'll be mid-April, end of April, and we'll do three or four courses throughout the UAE, here in Dubai, and then Abu Dhabi, and more likely than not, Fujairah. And they'll go over about a four-day period. And then you'll be qualified to race in one of our boats. Obviously, the more race training you do after that, the better you'll be. But it's quite simple. But again, most of it is down to the safety elements, and we want to ensure the safety is there.
It sounds wicked. Now, you mentioned that the series is happening later this year, the UAE series, and then in the future we're going to have a World Series, World Powerboat P1 Series?
Yeah, that's right. We've got the national series here in the UAE, in the UK and the US. India is launching in February 2013. We're in discussions with 12 other countries to get national series there. And then once we get a credible number of those,
then we'll hold a world championship, and we'll have the first credible world champion powerboater.
It sounds really exciting. So thanks, James, for taking some time out of the boat show to come over and speak to us. And best of luck for the series later this year.